This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. It's Muli Matola. He is the co-founder and CEO of Accense, found online at accsense.io, with offices in Palo Alto and Tel Aviv. We're going to talk about one of the most critical subjects that's been on my mind. It's identity and access management, but are we doing it right, Muli, or are we doing it wrong? Welcome to the hot seat.
Hi, Gary, and thank you for the opportunity to speak here in your show. And interesting, you're asking this. For the past 7 years, I've been integrating identity management systems with various customers from early stage or growth stage startup to up to enterprise. And I felt that something is missing in the way that we are working. This system has become the number one system for IT security, especially with companies that have moved dramatically to the cloud. And as of today, this is the sole vector for attack for malicious attackers. And the way that these systems are built are actually pretty fragile in this aspect. And I will elaborate more during our discussion.
So you're saying that our IAM deployments, while they helped us centralize and stabilize the user access to corporate resources or the customer-facing IAM, we've still got some further to go, especially when it comes to disaster recovery or exploitation of these IAM systems. And is it different between the one we use internally versus the one we provide to our customers? Let's say you're an airline and you're ticketing customers, they access and provide identity information, and that needs to be protected both for PCI and other regulatory compliance. That could be exploited because it's out in the cloud, customer facing, public facing. But also we use SaaS now, and we've got, you know, work from home dilemma with 51% and growing working remotely. So it's actually an advantage to have an IAM cloud solution for the corporate intranet, let's say, but that has created a lot of risk.
Totally. And it's an extraordinary change. IDC reported in 2020 already that 83% of companies have reported identity and access management system related breach. So that means, and I can assure you that all the last breaches, main breaches that were published in the news were access related. And that's especially because the access control system is now the sole gateway to the company assets. In the past, when there were data centers, you could have breached into the network, into the world network, into the servers. There were several layers that you could pass. But today, you will not breach to Google data center in order to fetch an email of the CEO. You can just use a leaked password and bypass the multi-factor authentication. There are several ways of doing that in order to create an account takeover, which is the number one vector now in most later breaches.
So what do we do about it? And how do we recover from this kind of thing? I mean, most companies in any industry are regulated and they're supposed to have disaster recovery planning and business continuity planning.
Yeah, and it was a very common practice back in the days that I've been working for EMC. It was a long time ago. And we were practicing backup, we were practicing disaster recovery, business continuity plans, disaster recovery plans. It was kind of an ordinary daily job. There were people that were responsible for this. Since SaaS entered to our life, it became a bit less in focus, because most customers are in their mindset, the SaaS vendor is responsible for these acts. And that's where we found a major gap in the risk or a blind spot for customers around that spot.
So with this risk creates an opportunity to solve the problem. Are we talking almost like bringing backup and restore continuous data protection to IAM?
Yes, and not only IAM, but IAM is the most critical portion, and actually the entire infrastructure, modern infrastructure, is built on top of it. So it is the number one and most important one. As of today, none of the IAM tools hold a built-in capabilities to recover out of human error or a malicious actor that has done changes into the system. And actually, it's pretty hard to follow these changes within the system because the audit log and the log files are pretty intense, and it requires a lot of skills in order to understand what happened in the system. And what actually Axens is doing, Axens provide this, mitigate this risk by providing a full protection for the data and configuration of the system, and allows the recovery of the system in case of that kind of a disaster.
Can you give an example of a typical customer that needs this? Would it be anyone in any vertical? And how do they get deployed? Are you also providing your solution as a SaaS offering, so it's quick plug and play and get rolling?
It's easy to use legacy products in order to protect legacy systems, on-prem systems, data center-based systems. In the SaaS, it's actually a closed garden. We don't know what happens actually behind the curtain of the website. And we don't know how the database acts. We don't know how it looks like. And it's pretty intense to actually give a protection where you don't even know what happened behind the scene. So the actual mechanism to do so will follow the use case of an ordinary practitioner acting in his daily job. So it might include a misconfiguration. Not many people knows, but a very small misconfiguration in the IAM system might expose huge amount of users to information that they are not privileged to see. And on the contrary, it might block a lot of people from accessing information they need to see. And these kind of changes and mistakes happen all the time. They are being fixed manually as of today. We hope to produce an automatic system that can allow customers to do it easily and in control. Having said that, that's a minor use case. What we see as the biggest risk is today's account takeover attack vector. Let's say, for an example, a system admin for a major company is a password being leaked for any reason. It can be negligence, but it can be also like a nation state attacker that has been acting quite a lot in recent years. And in that case, this system administrator might be a super administrator to a system such critical like the identity and access management might be taken over. That means that the attacker might be taking over for the entire tenant in some cases. And then you're locked out from your main system and he has full control over the company. As of today, there is no solution in such a case.
That's pretty scary. And you've provided the solution for this case.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing because, as I said, we don't really know what happened behind the scene with the SaaS products. We just need to assume what is required in order to recover this system from this kind of situation. But we were able actually to provide a full working disaster recovery tenant as a secondary tenant for the customer. In this case, if a use case like I described before happened, the account was taken over and the tenant is inaccessible for the administrator team, we can actually onboard the entire company in a couple of hours to a secondary identity management system that was waiting on a standby, like a hot seat, and start rolling back the system and returning back to business and getting a control back to the company rather than keeping the attacker in control.
Muli, this sounds awesome. Are there a limited number of IAM solutions you integrate with or have plugins or connectors, or can it work with everything yet? Where are we on that level with the product and technology?
Our hope is to provide, at least for the major identity management vendors, by the end of next year, full capabilities. As of now, we provide only for Okta. This is our initial go-to-market. We feel this is a major vendor with a very good market lead, and we can provide for its customers a very quick solution. Our solution, by the way, is very simple. It's one click in order to start providing your protection and one click to recover. And hopefully it will allow us to provide at least the minimum level of protection for the organizations while we add more and more systems to be protected under our system during the next year.
And how long does it take to deploy for another platform? Is it 3 months of programming? Is it six? Or it depends on how complex the IAM provider's solution is?
Yeah, so actually that goes back to the closed garden situation. Nobody wants you to know how they are look like at the behind the scene. And we need to be very expert in order to identify this. And this is the balance between going wider and deeper with our solution. As long as we go deeper, we give better solution to the customers, better automated recovery, faster, much less processes that are need to be handled manually. Hopefully, we will find the right balance between these two.
Willie, do you provide proof of value or demo? Is there somewhere we can send our viewers and listeners to learn more?
Yeah, actually, we did something very, very neat in our website. I think we are the first SaaS company that provide a real live demo in a full self-service solution. You can just access our website, accents.io, and go to the Get Started, and you will immediately onboard to a full-blown working Accents tenant with a full working Okta tenant for your impression and be able to play in a read-only mode.
Couldn't have a better way to try it out. By the way, Molly, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Just our audience, the practitioners, are really looking to these kind of solutions. I feel that SaaS companies are very much focused in their values and value proposition, while thinking on IT management in the SaaS era is a bit of a different play. IT managers struggle, and we hope to be the platform that allows them to calm down and to get a better sleep at night.
Sounds wonderful. Molly Mottola, you are the co-founder and CEO of Accents at accsense.io. And for our viewers and listeners, remember, identity and access management, IAM, is so important, but what happens when that critical asset of yours goes down? Or what happens when it gets exploited? What happens when it's vulnerable? So having continuous data protection for IAM sounds phenomenal. Check them out.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.